Stingray is a leader in the fast music streaming market. The company's chief revenue officer explains karaoke's unexpected success in Teslas and how CTV data settles programmer arguments. Listen on for more. This is End Screen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at End Screen Media. And today is April 23rd, 2024. Yes, I'm doing the podcast a couple of days early this week. And I want to talk about music streaming because it has become one of the biggest hit genres in fast services. And Stingray Music is one of the most successful companies in the genre. I got the chance to talk with David Purdy, who is Chief Revenue Officer of Stingray, at the recent TV at Tomorrow show in San Francisco. In the interview, he explains how Stingray's karaoke service became a surprise hit in Teslas, why there are fewer arguments within the company about what channels to program, and why Mr. Purdy had to learn to forget his cable TV instincts in the world of connected TV streaming. But first, End Screen Media is partly supported by its sponsors, and we've had some great ones in the past, including Gracenote, Verizon, TiVo, Metrological, and many others. If you'd like to become a sponsor and help keep the lights on here at End Screen Media, why don't you email sales@endscreenmedia.com. There are many benefits to becoming a sponsor, including being acknowledged in the podcast and being able to run banners on the site. So please consider talking with your marketing department or PR group about becoming a sponsor of End Screen Media. Now, back to the podcast. According to data insights firm Maru, fast music channels are becoming the most popular genre on the platform. Nearly 2 in 5 18 to 34 year olds watch them, and about 1 in 5 50 to 64 year olds do too. And you can count me as one of them. They're one of my favorite genres on fasts. As of June 2023, there were 114 music-oriented channels available in US fast services, up from 81 1 year earlier. And a quick look on Stream Metrics shows that the number has grown even more in 2024. That site says that there are now 194 in the US today. Music video channels were the most numerous, with 63 in June of last year, with 38 audio only, 10 concerts, and 3 karaoke. So, good selection of types of channels there. Stingray Music was the number 2 provider in June 2023 with 21 channels. Excite was number 1 with 23, just ahead. And iHeart was 3rd with 18, and Vevo 4th with 14. And incidentally, MTV, which of course pioneered the genre of music television, was a very distant 5th with just 5 channels. So really could do with moving a lot quicker if it wants to be successful in the music streaming business. So it's fair to say that music television is a key part of the fast success story, and Stingray is a leader in the market. One of the things the company is very proud of is the prowess of the 100 expert music programmers who craft the channels it distributes. In this interview, Mr. Purdy explains how the company is using data to resolve some of the differences in opinion that arise between those channel programmers. And apparently everybody at Stingray has an opinion, according to Mr. Purdy. He also gives insight into the burgeoning popularity of karaoke in Teslas. A very unexpected story there about how Stingray karaoke ended up in Tesla cars. And he also holds out hope that fast users can be transitioned to owned and operated apps. And this, of course, came up in the interview with Damian Pelliccioni from Reverie from a couple of weeks ago at TVOT. He also talked about how difficult it was to get people to transition from, say, social media to an owned and operated app. This interview was recorded, as I said, at the TV of Tomorrow show on March 20th, 2024, and it is a little noisy, but that reflects, I think, the high energy of the TV of Tomorrow show. Now, on with the interview. This is Colin Dixon with InScreen Media, and I'm at the TV of Tomorrow show speaking with David Purdy, who's Chief Revenue Officer for Stingray. David, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you just were on a fabulous panel discussing content, distribution, etc. But before, I want to talk to you about a couple of things you said there. But first of all, tell us who Stingray is.
So Stingray is a global music business. We operate in about 160 countries worldwide now. We are everything from traditional audio channels on cable, satellite, and IPTV, to subscription video on demand products, to linear fast channels. Our largest customer every month now is somewhere a tie between Samsung's fast channel business, Amazon's Prime channels, subscription video on demand products, and our work with Tesla.
So. And you're on just about everything, right? Every streaming platform, is that right?
We try to be. We're on a lot of them, absolutely.
Now, we talked a lot about distribution, and we talked a lot about data. And one of the things that you said was our model right now is the machine will tell us. So that's a very intriguing statement. Tell us what you mean by that.
So if you look at the history of Stingray, we've been around for 15 years. And our old business was a cable, satellite, IPTV business. And we would do our renewals every 3 or 4 or 5 years. And the performance basis of the channels was important, but not that important. People weren't looking at the data every day to see whether we were doing well or pulling our weight. Now that we're in the ad-supported fast business and we're in the premium subscription video on demand business, it's really important that we have the optimal channels, the right programming mix, the right UI, the right UX, the right metadata, and we have a lot of opinions. So I have a big personality. I have lots of opinions. 30 years in the cable business. My boss has a much bigger personality. He's got lots of opinions. And everybody else in the office comes from a TV background or a streaming background. So we would have these massive debates about should we do this or should we do that. And eventually we just said, you know what, let's just try it. Test, and we'll do A/B testing, or we'll try it on one channel, and if it works, we'll continue, and if it doesn't work, we'll put it to bed. So the motto right now in our shop is let the machine tell you. So and I can't tell you how many times I've intuitively thought something would make our channels better and been wrong,
and it turned out not to be right. Yeah, no,
and the winners are quite often. If you had told me that our karaoke product would be as popular inside a Tesla as it is, I would have said never.
So tell us about that. How did that happen? You were actually in Teslas?
Yeah, so Mr. Musk, Elon Musk, tweeted out one day, karaoke, ? With a C. So karaoke with a C. And we got an inbound call from Tesla saying, can we have your karaoke products for our own user experience, our app? You do an AP delivery of your karaoke. And we said, of course, what are you going to pay us? And he said, we have no idea. We'll figure it out later. And so we gave the content to them for a period of time as a trial. It worked really, really well. People love it. And the usage is up through the charts. So it's amazing for us right now. One of the fastest growing verticals of our business is the whole EV space. So we've done a deal with BYD out of China. We have about another 20 different car companies we're in the various stages of doing deals with. So the car is very quickly becoming like a living room. And the more and more autonomously they drive those cars, the more media you'll be consuming. So we think it's really important to be in that auto space, and it's been very lucrative for us.
Inspired by carpool karaoke, perhaps.
100%. I'm sure he was watching James Corden and was like, yeah we've got to do that. But it's, we all sing in the car and we all sing in the shower. And so it's one of those great, and the screens that are going in these vehicles, I don't know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
So we've done deals with LG and Harman and all these guys. So it's great.
Now, one of the things you said also, and I agreed with you, I was expecting this. You said that we were hoping FAST would help people to SVOD, but it isn't yet. So I'm disappointed like you. I thought it would be a leader. Yeah. Talk to us about why it's not working that way for you yet.
It's interesting. About a year ago, I was asked a question. They said, what's the difference between dealing with a cable company and dealing with one of these Silicon Valley type companies? And I don't think I had the right answer. But cable companies, and I'm an old cable guy, we think about the customer through their whole life cycle, the journey, right? So everybody starts off maybe not stealing cable or trying to avoid paying for cable. And then, the natural evolution is they'd start off with a skinny TV product and then they'd add to it. And over time, they'd end up with a super bundle of premium subscription products in your cable. And so when I first came to the new world with this over-the-top disruption, I assumed that Google, Amazon, LG, Samsung, that was going to be the same thing. They'd launch their AVOD platform, and that would naturally guide people towards their fast channel, linears, fast channel platform, and then that would lead them to taking premium subscription products, and they all have them, but it's not really transpired. The person who's in charge of AVOD quite often is completely autonomous from the person who's in charge of fast, who's completely autonomous from the person who's running the SVOD or the apps business inside these connected TVs or these services like Amazon or Google. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. If you look at the integration of Freevee and the advertising into the Amazon Prime channels environment, that's going to be a very interesting place to watch over the next 12 to 24 months. They are really well positioned, I think, to end up owning all the different components. Similarly, YouTube is this huge juggernaut of AVOD consumption, but they've not really driven a lot of people to their linear fast or their AVOD or their premium channel subscription part yet. So will they find their legs and figure out how to migrate people down there? And for us, it makes sense. When we buy our content, we buy it for AVOD, for fast, for SVOD. So we're hoping that people will migrate from a ad-supported to a premium subscription. But that's, I think, the old, I got to let go of that old cable guy need to try and control everything. The customer will tell you. Again, back, the machine will tell you, right? Yeah, customer's going to do what the customer wants to do. When I was working at Vice, I took a meeting with a company out of China called ByteDance. And they were talking to me about this crazy product they were building, and I had no idea what they were really trying to do, and I completely missed it. So now I'm always on guard for missing that next big thing. Like if I miss TikTok, I can miss anything. So the customer's going to go where the customer goes. You got to let the machine tell you.
Yeah. Well, at the next TV and Tomorrow show, hopefully you can tell me about the next big wave that you were able to catch. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again.
This podcast is the property of Endscreen Media, all rights reserved.